Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
A journal is much more than a book of blank pages. It's a personal journey. A place to gather thoughts, explore ideas, and become the best version of yourself. Papier creates quality journals, notebooks, and more to help you make each day noteworthy. Each product is thoughtfully crafted with gorgeous hand-drawn designs and details that inspire. Papier offers a range of journals from wellness and gratitude to recipes and travel and much more. Their perfectly curated pages encourage you to focus on what's between the lines. And with undated pages, you can plan and track things at your own pace. Best of all, each product can be personalized for free to be as unique as you or a special person in your life. Put pen to paper and start your journey today with Papier. Visit papier.com for 10% off your first order. That's 10% off at papier.com.
Strike!
Tell me something I don't know, Ump.
Well, unlike that nasty curveball, there aren't any surprises when you finance your next car with Carvana. You get real terms personalized for you right in your strike zone.
Really?
Strike!
Well, how am I supposed to focus when you're telling me about Carvana?
Well, slugger, you gotta keep your eye on the ball. Just like you can keep an eye on your customized down and monthly car payments.
I can customize those?
He's out and on his way to finance his next car with Carvana.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get pre-qualified today. We'll drive you happy at Carvana.
Doesn't sound like the usual mindless, boring, getting to know you chit chat. That sounds like you actually have something to say.
Well, maybe.
Why are we having these conversations? What the hell am I doing here? Hey.
Now,
I'm good to go. We are recording.
Right. Hello, and welcome to episode 9. Of Get to the Good Stuff with Jack Skipper. Bit of a change this week, because so far I've only had friends from the world of stand-up comedy. But yeah, the idea of the podcast is that it's, you know, embarrassing, disastrous stories. And there's no one I know better to have embarrassing, disastrous stories than my little brother,
hey.
Joseph Skipper.
Hello. Thanks for inviting me, Jack.
That's all right, Joe. And then also for another bit of a change, co-host this week, friend of the show, friend of mine, Mike Rice.
Well, Mike, I don't know what to say. Vittorio laughing.
Vittorio's here for the first time.
Yeah.
This is fresh.
Yeah, man.
Sorry, fresh energy. It's exciting.
Well, we're keeping into the theme of the podcast. Should we get straight into it?
Come on.
Joseph.
Yo.
What's the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you?
Oh, fuck me, there's a few. Right, I'll tell you, number one spot. I was on the old online dating scene.
Mm-hmm.
So me and some bird are exchanging messages. It's going quite nice. And she's decided to send me a nude. So this is all her doing.
She decided.
She got the ball rolling.
Rude.
Yeah. So she sent me a picture of her breasts, which were lovely.
A
lovely set of breasts, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, right.
Talking like you think your parents are going to be watching.
Yeah, that's exactly what he said. This is not what it's like in the van.
She's probably going to listen, that's right.
I'm looking at you here.
And then I'm hearing you say her breasts, her lovely breasts. And it couldn't seem more unnatural.
Whackers.
Her fucking whackers, yeah. Her juicy knockers.
Yeah, juicy knockers were hanging out, right? So I thought, right, I'm going to have to send her something back.
Yeah.
Not of my knockers. So I thought, right, I'm going to get me todger out.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm getting it looking aggressive. You know? Right. I'm playing around with it. It's gone from semi to rock hard now. Well, I've got it where it wants to be. Yeah,
we've learned the progression there.
That's how you get
an erection happens.
So
educational as well. Yeah.
So I'm angling my camera because I want to get my face in it to make sure that she knows I haven't Googled this.
Right. You're really thinking about this.
Oh, right. I was
you know, like you get them photos where it's like perspective where someone's like pushing the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Yeah. Is his mate involved?
I remember I had a pillow there and I had leant up against the pillow. So I've got, it's going like this, right? So it's got half my face, pretty much 90% of my boner. Right? Right. It's all in there, right?
Yeah.
So I've got the angle I wanted. Mm. So ka-ching, got it, right? I've looked at it, edited up a bit, make sure I look a bit more tanned and all that, right?
Is that Ricky Martin's penis?
Right, so I'm ready to send this. Right. Bad boy of a dick pic, right?
Yeah.
Ping, do it. Right, it's on WhatsApp, right? So I'm looking, ping, it's gone. Seeing the blue ticks go, I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake. I've gone and sent it to my dad.
No, you haven't. No. No.
All right. And it's got my face in it. You know? So I can't just say, oh, dad, it's just a dick pic I found, you know? It's got my face in it. Oh, for fuck's sake. And my dad, it stayed on blue ticks for the longest 5 seconds of my life, right? Yeah. My dad, fair play to him, mate. He just replied, cheers, mate. But you know what, right? He was the best person I could have sent it to. Because obviously, if I sent it to my mum, it'd be a hell of a lot worse. And if I sent it to a friend, that would have just gone fucking everywhere.
Right.
My dad didn't share it. He kept it to himself.
Well, so let me say this. It's a big one, is it?
It was like 6 inches.
It was looking good.
It was looking all right. Looking impressive.
Yeah. So your dad is like probably proudy in some way.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Shape or form, yeah. No.
Nice tan.
Yeah. He says it all in his reply. Like, I think he's genuinely thankful. He's like, cheers, mate.
You know, you get them blokes who take photos of their kids into work.
Yeah.
Put them on the desk. Yeah. Actually, my dad's a black cab driver. Just got it up in the...
Or in his wallet.
That's my boy.
Yeah. Oh, but
that's
honestly...
like everyone that comes in is
I was punching myself in the head. But yeah, sent me old man a dick pic. An aggressive one as well, with me facing it and all that.
Jesus, that blue ticks, the blue ticks is the frightening.
Oh, that fucked me, mate.
It's so frightening. I remember the only time I sent my father a message on WhatsApp, I sent him, he was in the hospital. Now, we've never told each other, like, we'd never say we love each other, Anthony, you know. It's like real Irish Catholic kind of thing, do you know what I mean? But he was in the hospital, so I said, you know what, I'll say it to him, you know. Yeah. But I can't do it on the phone, we'd both freak out. Like, so I said I'd leave a voice note. So anyway, I talked to him about hospital, I said, how are you going? And then just at the very end, I just fucked it in. I was like, anyway, I love you. At the very end, I just spit out. And I swear to God, I saw it, like, the blue ticks come up, and to this day, there's not been a reply. I swear to God, I'd say in the hospital, like, there started to be a flat line. Beep, 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 beep. I fucked his phone out the window.
My mate once, he was watching porn on his phone in his bedroom. And like halfway through the porno, the sound went off.
Mm.
He's like, what the fuck's it? He couldn't work it. He kept like turning it up now. And I'm like, what the fuck's going on? And he noticed his dad was reversing off the driveway. It's connected to the Bluetooth in the car. And he's turning it up louder.
Do you know what I did the other day? We was getting the vans washed for work, right? We have to get the vans washed every now and then. And we've got like, it's connected to Bluetooth as well. And as I was washing the car, we were standing about 20 feet away. I've just put on a Spotify playlist of farts. So I'm washing it.
It's so childish.
Oh, but it's so fun. It's fucking brilliant.
There's a Spotify.
There's a whole playlist dedicated to farts.
And did you, like, you had to type in farts to find this out?
I just thought I'd give it a go, see if there's one knocking about, and it was.
This is actually ridiculous, though. I'm going to show you something on my phone. We are part of a group.
I created this group, by the way.
What is that group? Farts. We just send voice notes of each other.
Go on, put one down the mic.
Right.
We're looking to expand as well. That's the level. It's been 5 years of farts.
So is this... These are real farts.
But
real
farts, these are real.
So you feel one
fresh
coming.
Fresh out the bummer.
Right,
here we go.
You put it down, yeah, yeah.
I think the world record, or not world record, but the WhatsApp record's 13 seconds, isn't it?
13 second fart.
Who else is...
That was serious.
I'm so serious. Yeah. Like, then you're so impressed. It's like 13 second fart. I mean, I've got to 9, but that's
30 second fart, mate.
We're recruiting more and more.
It was really sick. Yeah, we get people in part of the group, and if they don't do a fart in the first week, they get spun out.
Yeah.
They can't be a part.
They've got to fill out a form and everything.
But you know what we were talking there about? The porno thing. I remember we had our nan staying with us once.
Yeah.
You remember back in the day, you had them videos, like a square TV where they had like a cassette inside the TV.
Mm.
My nan stayed in his room.
No, but what it is, when you... if you don't eject it, you turn the TV on, the video will just keep playing. You with me?
So, so my nan was in his stayed in his bedroom, put the telly on, hardcore pornography.
Lads, you've the most X-rated lives ever.
Let's hear him. He just makes mistakes. Do you know another one we had? My nan was staying with us once, and she started having a heart attack.
Right.
Oh God! Like, what do we do? And this Joe comes up with things sometimes. I think, how have you got to that?
I can't remember.
She was having a heart attack. Oh bloody hell! So I was there. What do you do? I don't know. He's like, Nan, do you want to sit up? Do you need, I don't know, like a water? And Joe, it was genuine, right? He went, Nan, do you want some crisps?
Oh, you're in cardiac arrest. You know?
You know what fucking caused that? Stupid bastard.
No, that's like rule one of like...
I think doctors should do that more.
Do you want some crisps?
A hot one.
That's a weird thing.
You have lung cancer. Do you want a fag? Like an old fucking man right there.
It was the sincerity of it though. Like, Nan, do you want some crisps?
Don't
fucking black.
What you got?
Fucking Walker's fucking prawn and cock to get
him Oh,
I don't know. He just, Joe, all our lives, he's just done bizarre things. And once, another one, over the park, boiling hot day, proper hot, playing football, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, I don't know, I was about 14, must be about 12, and I went, you ain't got like a handful of change you go out when you're playing out.
Yeah.
I went, everyone's dying at first. I was like, I just said, Joe, just look, go there and just get anything. I'm gasping. Just get anything. What do you want? What do you want? I don't know, whatever, just get anything. He came back with a novelty-sized bar of Galaxy.
You know, like, it's just been melted by the time I got back.
But you know, like a big, you know, like ones you get like airports.
I know the ones. Like, I know the ones. Like.
Then, well, you just said you should get anything.
Can't even get
any drink. Not like a melted bar of Galaxy.
But in my head, I thought they're gonna love this.
Yeah. Just, you know, what gasping, can't let open my mouth, putting melted Galaxy.
In my head, I thought they're gonna love it, but
absolutely ridiculous.
I remember one time I had a. I came into school and I would never get, my mother never give me like treats going to school. Like, you know, she's big about like healthy food and shit. Yeah. And one day I got a big novelty fucking Dairy Milk and I was so like proud. Now this guy is like 12 and I was showing it around the fucking class like a little fucking newborn baby. I said, look at this fucking yolk. And there was these two lads I was kind of friends with that used to run a racket where they would come around and they would take food off everyone, like their little slices, like the mafia. Like.
Yeah, yeah.
So if anyone had any nice food, they'd come around and be like, all right, give us our little portion, and they'd break them off.
Like prison. Yeah, yeah. Prison rules.
Yeah, kind of like prison. Yeah, yeah, they were hardy cunts, yeah, yeah. You know? Like, yeah. They were like kind of made men, like they were in with a kind of a local gang, like of young lads that were tough. Like, so they, you know, they had this. But I kind of felt I was kind of tough at the time.
Yeah.
So they came in and tried to muscle me with the bar. And I told them to go fuck themselves. I was like, no fucking way. Like, this is my day. And I'm like, this is the first time I've ever had a big bar. I'm not giving you any fucking bar.
Off.
And then they took the whole fucking thing, man.
Oh, that's killer.
Oh, it was rotten. And they ate it in front of me.
Oh, that's twisting the knife.
Oh, lad, it was nasty. Fucking like, to this day, I'm bringing that up now.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
Here to tell the story.
You shouldn't have brought that thing up, man.
That's a bit below the belt, mate.
Sorry, man.
It's upsetting me, no.
School fights are the one, though, aren't they?
Yeah.
My mate Glenn, he got beaten up because of his shoes. Well, I had fights because of his shoes on 3 separate occasions.
Because
he's always had shit shoes. And everyone was always like, your shoes are shit. And it's always...
You never learn.
Yeah, they never learn.
Just got worse shoes.
Just every time there's always a fight because of his shoes. Everyone is... used to get
the message for fuck's sake.
And I was a guy hanging around with him. I had all right...
I had all right shoes.
Because I was hanging around him and his shoes.
This is like the original victim blaming. You're like, his fucking shoes, he deserved it.
Let's be honest. He was poor. That was his crime. Shoes were the only thing that was wrong. He was poor.
Get the right shoes.
Yeah, get the right shoes. It's not an awesome shoe. Clearly, it's fucking scurvy.
He used to organise fights after school. It was like, after school. Everyone's had a fight. And the bloke he was fighting, his mum brought him in a letter saying he had a dentist. So he couldn't have...
You know, the fight?
Lads, those fucking letters were so funny. Yeah. I remember there was this guy in our fucking school who could write unbelievable letters. Like he had great handwriting.
Ah.
So like he would write letters for people and people would get him to write letters. But like when he'd be writing letters for like the dumber lads that'd be getting him to do it, like he'd just fuck with them. It's because he knew they wouldn't read it because they can't fucking read, right? So he wrote a letter for this guy one time, this guy Brian Fitzpatrick, right? So anyway, Brian gives it to the teacher. It's about for leaving class. He's a letter to leave class, to go to the dentist. And anyway, the teacher has a look at the letter, looks at Brian, and he goes, "You're going to the gynecologist."
And Brian just looks back at your man, and your man is not laughing. Like,
I didn't know what gynecologist was. Yeah.
I still don't.
He don't know. I was just wrong with words. My dad,
the man that looks at Fanny's dad.
Yeah,
our lovely vaginas, as you
say. Daddy, there was like a race or something after school.
Yeah.
I didn't want to do it. I just thought, I'm not going to be a part of this sporty race thing. And Dad's like, "Dad, can you just write me a letter to get out of it?" And he went, "Yeah, I'll do that." And like, he's a bit of a wind up, my dad. And I didn't read the letter. And he actually said, Jack will not be attending the race because he shit his pants. Proper dummy with that
he
one.
He did.
The best one your man got, another guy with. Like, this was the most serious one because he ended up, like, because they had to take it seriously. So he handed in a letter as to why he hadn't been at school. And he got called in to, like, the principal's office.
Right.
And the principal sat him down and he was like, "John," he's like, "do you actually have AIDS?" Like,
oh, fucking hell.
Your man had written in great handwriting, like his mother's handwriting.
Really nice.
Lovely handwriting.
"He has AIDS."
Scripture.
Oh, the way you're AIDS.
All joined up.
Yeah. No capo.
That's a beautiful little
sonnet.
Fuck's sake.
Don't have an AIDS.
All right, so we go on to question two.
Fire away, Brosif.
What is the worst thing that's happened to you on a date?
Oh, what is this? A few. I'd say number one again would be... Actually, the date was going really well. We was in O'Neill's in Wallington.
Yeah.
And going quite smoothly.
Good date. Good place for a date, that. Burger and chips. Yeah. Lovely.
Fine, Foster's.
Yeah.
But, so I've gone out to have a fag. I was smoking at the time. And got out for a fag, and there's the geezer out there, and... He was Scottish, and I just went, "All right, pal," like that, just joking about, and he did not like it.
Yeah.
He did not like it at all. He got really, like, defensive.
Yeah.
Anything, one thing came to another, and he beat the shit out of me.
What?
Yeah. And, I'm
back in.
He bashed the living shit out of me, right? And I've got up and fucked off, right? I've saw her behind the window on her own. And I've gone, "Fuck this, I'm gone." I've just bailed.
You left.
I did. I was black and blue. I could go back in there. Do you know what I mean? He absolutely knocked the shit out of me.
That was your date where he took me to O'Neill's. And someone beat the shit out of me.
I think I had about one drink with her. I wasn't even filled up. I didn't even mean to offend the guys.
Could it be a worse advertisement for a sexual partner? Like, you couldn't go 10 minutes without getting the shit kicked out of himself. That's how unlikable he is.
It's really
Adam O'Neill's.
She bought the first round.
Didn't even return it.
He interacts with another human being for 5 minutes and gets assaulted. That's how despicable this cunt is.
as well. By the way, when you went out, you just heard his accent and you went up to him and you were like, hey!
Such a dickhead.
Like, what are you?
I was trying to make friends. It went so horribly wrong. And do you know what? She actually, do you know what?
You wanted to make friends, bring him back into the day. This is my Scottish friend. I met her on stage. I sit down beside her. Get hey, come on the day, hey.
I loved if he got just caught up in the lie and the guy just believed he was Scottish. He has to come back over to the date and be like, how's it going, love?
You're not from Glasgow. I hate Protestants.
I feel sorry for Misty. Upbeat way.
I'm all right.
I was trying to show her that I like mix with all people, you know?
Show he's not racist, is he? Hello to a Scottish guy.
He's good thing he wasn't an Indian or something. What are you doing?
I remember us sitting there. I don't even know if she's clocked onto what's happened. But I thought, fuck this, I'm gone, mate. And I just walked home.
Oh, Christ.
And had a wank.
That's the worst character. A black eye.
The saddest way. Fucking boss with laws.
Blood for lubricant. Sad.
He's whipping himself in a Scottish accent. Come on, faster. Faster, you can.
You wee bastard.
Joe told me once that he's had so many fights and never won.
No, I won one.
Oh, you won one.
Won one, but that's out of about 40. But when I was a youngster, right, I was knocking about with the wrong sort of people.
Yeah.
And they was always loving a scrap, like, you know, as you do when you hover around the park, get fueled up.
Yeah.
And there was this one time, right, me and my mate Sonny, we was always getting drunk and just acting the pricks, like, you know.
Yeah.
And I've seen him get into a bit of an altercation with this fella who's, by the way, was a lot younger than us.
How old is he?
I reckon he was about 13. And I was about 16, and my mate was 17 at the time.
I was 32 at the time.
I've gone, what the fuck's going on over here? And then I've seen, they're starting to have a fight now. So I thought, I've got to back me mate, haven't I?
Yeah.
So I've gone in, and the cunt's done the pair of us.
Beat up by a 13-year-old boy.
He busted my nose. Fucking claret coming out everywhere.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
He's 13.
You got beaten up by half a 13-year-old.
Yeah, yeah. He done, but not only me, he beat my mate up and all.
These bad boys go around the park, like, picking fights.
Yeah.
They get sent out of school back on his back.
Going down a slide.
absolutely battered the shit out of the pair of us.
Just get that little cunt on the swing.
Well, there's two stories already about being beaten up.
He beat the shit out of you and then disappeared on his scooter. And
went back to school.
He's back onto his go-kart. Fucking beat it up.
Fuck you.
Oh my god.
But yeah, there's two times I've been beaten up.
I told you, innit? It's a walking disaster.
It just happens. It just seems to happen, you know?
It just makes bad choices.
I do.
Sorry, let's keep moving on.
Come on, let's go.
So many of these.
Do you want more beaten up stories?
I'll tell you what, this is because I know this one, but this is so. What's the worst thing that's ever happened to you on holiday? Basically, tell them what happened on my stag do.
Right, for one, all I've got to say is one word, Magaluf.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Absolute shit.
Yeah, the idea behind it, like, because me and the lads, we always used to go out beef up, didn't we?
Yeah.
Loads. I thought, it's my win. I just wanted to do something a bit different. I knew it was going to be tacky.
You wanted
shit.
A change of pace.
No, it's not.
What the fuck?
It's completely different.
You admire the architecture.
No, you still don't give me fuck, man.
Hear me out.
I wanted to change of pace, so instead of Manchester, I went to Liverpool. Shut the fuck up.
Listen, hear me out. Hear me out.
We're talking to Venice, Rome. No, just another fucking pot booze up shit.
That's the thing. There are nice parts of Ibiza. There are no nice parts of
Magaluf. Right.
That's the whole
point. That was the change of scenery you wanted.
It was getting worse. Purposely getting worse.
It was fucking disgusting.
That was the high.
The minute we landed,
it.
I was like, oh, fucking hell.
It was disgusting. It was, so that was the idea behind it.
Right, you want to know how bad it got? Right, so on the final day, we've had one big heavy night, you know, like we were off our tits, right?
Right.
And then we got to catch a plane in about 4 hours. And we're still fucking charged, you know what I mean? Yeah. Fucking feeling lively. We've got into the airport and like it was me and one pal that was just a bit too fucked up, you know what I mean?
Oh, it was bad.
Like we was flying.
It was bad.
And, so we're making a bit of a noise, a bit of a scene, just being just drunk and rowdy and stupid. And anyway, they said, look, you're not getting on this flight. There's no way you're coming on this flight. I was like, oh, fair enough. You know what I mean?
everyone else is just pulling it together, just queuing up, just look ahead. just look straight ahead.
Eyes are like that, mate. And so didn't get on the plane. So we ended up, one of my pals, we ended up going back to the city centre or whatever.
Right. And did you go on the plane? You're gone.
I'm gone. He's gone. I left.
He left his brother. Fuck him.
Because I was out with him.
Beaten up again.
I was out with him the night before, and I thought, I've got to pull this together because I've got to get home. You know what I mean?
You had to go to work the next day.
Yeah, I've got responsibilities. You know what I mean? And so I just sort of managed to pull myself. They were just not pulling. They were the reason people hate English.
Right.
They were the representation of that.
From the outside looking in, I would have thought I was a prick. You know what I mean? Like, I knew I was being a dickhead. I was being drunk, stupid, idiot. But I wasn't being horrible and nasty or violent. It was just having a laugh.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's annoying.
So we got home.
But they've got home. But we've gone back to Magaluf. We thought, fuck it, we might just stay another night. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Taking some culture.
Yeah.
Right, so I've passed out, I've fallen asleep, and I've woke up to some geezer fucking grabbing me by the neck, right? Going, get out my fucking apartment.
I'm Scottish.
Like, and he was 13 years old.
13 year old Scottish boy.
But he's ended up hoofing me out. I don't know how I landed in this apartment, but he's hoofing me out. And at this point, I think it's around 5 in the morning.
You have no idea how you got to that apartment.
I remember getting a cab back to the city centre. Yeah. Me and my mates had a few drinks. I remember we were sitting on like a curb, just knocking a few drinks back, and then...
Right.
No idea.
I don't know where my mate is. Right, it's all going a bit bandy, right? So I woke up to this geezer, this 13-year-old Scottish geezer.
Can I have an 11 a.m. wake-up call?
But he's fucked me off into the street at like 5 in the morning. And all I can see is prostitutes and like people selling glasses and that's all that, you know what I mean? I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? And also, I didn't have my phone, my wallet, no money, no fucking nothing.
I didn't have any shoes.
Didn't even know shit.
I didn't
shoes.
Have fuck all right, and I'm thinking shit.
My mate offered to lend him his, but he was like, I'm not wearing them fucking jackets.
So he kicked the fuck out.
It's the one fight he won.
But yeah, so I'm walking around Magaluf like 5 in the morning, and bearing in mind the one person that I've got with me is a fucking liability. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's the worst person.
He's a liability.
Yeah, no,
he's worse.
He's worse. He's in prison at the minute.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, no, I know.
the whole time on this podcast, I'm just watching out for areas where it could get dark.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for it, just to try and get it back on. Let's get it back on track. Let's get it back on track.
Yeah, I was thinking in my head to ask, what did he do? I was like,
just leave it.
Anyway, the long and the short of it is, I was stranded in Magaluf for 48 hours on my own, with no wallet, no phone. No, and I was.
You were fucking Bear Grylls, isn't it? In my life.
No, it wasn't very Bear Grylls. I was drinking out of an outside shower. That's what I was doing.
No, this is the thing, because we got home. And look,
I had a missing post out there.
I woke up like, oh, God. Where's your? Oh, sure, be fine. And then, like, 2 days passed. Like, oh, shit. And so, my wife put on a, like, a Magaluf workers thing on Facebook. Has anyone seen this boy? And about a day later, some woman
came up to me.
I think I just saw him drinking out of a shower.
And also, before I got out of the shower, I went up to some lady.
He'd become famous in Magaluf.
Then there was a lady with a bottle of water that was sunbathing on the beach, and I picked up the courage to go and ask her for a bit, right? I was like, oh, I need some of that, right? Yeah,
trying to do her accent.
Like, yeah, yeah. I done the Spanish.
Hola!
And nicked a sombrero. But I was like, excuse me, love, could I have a bit of your water? And I think she must have misheard what I said, because she went fucking mental at me. Fuck off then, I'll have a bit of shower water.
This guy, I like this shower water anyway, so there. It's nice and warm.
Screamed at me. Oh, and also, hold on. The first night, so the 24-hour mark, right? Yeah. I thought, I'm going to just sit on the beach and just ride it out, try and enjoy it, you know what I mean? So I'm laying down, and then, you know when you've got, like, sun loungers all stacked up upon one another?
Yeah.
I've seen a set of eyes looking at me, right? And I'm like... Oh, fucking hell, what's going on here, right? So I'm thinking, bearing in mind, this is all going to come down. I feel like shit. Like,
it's to the 24th hour. You know the film Castaway?
Yeah.
Where it's like...
No, but he's made a little bit.
But the, these eyes are looking at me through and I, like robbery goes on all muggings and all go on all the time, and I'm thinking, fuck, he's gonna do me.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah, well, not that he's got fuck all to get from it. But I've just gone fucking at him. I just screamed. Went, ah! I just fucking licked him.
Right? It was pure survival.
It was fucking awful. Fucking awful. But anyway, right, so I'm sat on the beach. This will be about 37 hours in now, I reckon. Right, and my mate, I'm sat there like that, just like, well, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't have Facebook. I don't have no one's number off my heart.
This might be it for you.
Yeah. I was thinking, how long would it take?
Beach guy.
I'm now a homeless man in Spain.
I was thinking about swimming home. I genuinely thought, I wonder how long it would take to swim. I'm not saying stupid. But I swear to God, I thought about it. It's my only way.
How long would it take?
But just off the beach, no direction. Just...
And do you know when you're looking for someone, right? Do you know how many people look like that person? You think, oh, there is that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my mate's got so many lookalikes. He makes a look. You know what I mean? It's like,
oh, yeah, because he's there somewhere, isn't
yeah,
he? You know he's
there.
Oh, yeah.
So I reckon about 30 to 35 hours in now, I'm on the beach, red as fuck. Like, burnt to shit. And I've just got a tap on my arm going, skipper. I was like, I was like, tell me you got my wallet. Tell me you got my passport. Yeah. He went, I've got it all, mate, apart from your phone.
But oh, there
like,
you go.
Oh, fucking hell,
do you know what I find so funny about this, though? It's like, you know, when you watch Castaway and it's just a man marooned with no life. There's life everywhere around him.
Yeah.
No,
yeah. He
just, everyone just keeps trying to fight him when he tries to talk to him.
Yeah, when you see civilization, you're saved, don't you? Not me. I'm going to fight him.
But the thing is, like, when you've been in 40 fights like you have and he's been beat up, you must be giving off some fucking vibe. That people just constantly want to smack you like.
Yeah, imagine me in a boxing fight. 40 fights, lost 39
I
of them.
Just imagine this podcast ended up with me. Laughing the shit.
It's really making me realise how much of a fuck up I am. It's bringing it all to the forefront. I didn't realise I was this bad. Yeah. So I explained it all.
I think it is just down to bad choices, I think.
Yeah,
I think
it is.
No, I think Joe does have that part of the brain where it's like. Like, he'll ask, do you think I should do this? And you go, oh, absolutely no way. That's
definitely not. If it feels wrong, don't do it.
That's a terrible idea. No, I'm gonna do that. Like, it's not. It's fun like, afterwards, but it's like, terrifying.
Yeah, not so much nowadays, but
yeah, he's got better.
You know what? Like, it's just the like drinking all that. Like, it always ends up in carnage.
He used to DJ here when this used to be Lightbox.
Yeah, yeah. So I was a DJ. Right.
It still is.
It still is. It just seems like. No, nowadays I can go out for a drink and have a lovely time. But back then, when I was, like, I don't know, early 20s or even teenager, you know what I mean? Like, it just went hand in hand with a drink, just sort of nuttiness, you know what I mean? And
I think that when you're that age, though, there's a few years there where it's like everyone's mission is to get to oblivion, like,
actual... It wouldn't just be a couple, have a nice time. Let's get fucking shit-faced.
That's the complete plan, is
to get fucking wasted.
And then once you're onto a certain level, then fucking there's drugs get involved, and then it just goes
it
off
just
the
goes
fucking...
Off the track. Yeah, it does, man.
I think sometimes, well, like when you're young, like teenage, I think there was a little part of your brain where, you know, if, I remember being sent down to my nan's for the weekend in Bognor Regis, and then you'd be down there for like 2 weeks, there's like nothing to do, you know what I mean? And you just, in your head just go... how can I be a little fucker? Like, what can I,
you've got stuff to do. Remember borrowing a bike?
Oh, yeah, no. my nan had one of these.
Not that.
The Olympic bikes with basket on the front.
Loads of
I was like, oh, I'll take that round the block. I've got nothing to nothing to do. I've gone around the block, and as I've gone around the block, a group of kids, like my age, like a gang, I've had to cycle through the gang.
Excuse me. Very straight back.
Straight back. Basket on the front. If I wasn't you, though, I'd be beaten up.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that was it, like youth down the caravan.
Oh, they were good memories, though, weren't they?
Yeah, but it's just like,
I don't think I've ever got beaten up by a caravan. I need to tick that one off.
Yeah.
Should we go caravan?
Let's go caravan. We used to, I think that was it. Just boredom.
Well, no, it's boredom. And as well, like, you know, we didn't have the internet.
Yeah.
Growing up
either.
Yeah,
true.
You know.
I wouldn't change that, though.
Huh?
I wouldn't change that.
No.
No.
Not having the internet.
No. Really.
I think it's good.
Living life to the fullest as a kid, apart from the getting beaten up.
Yeah, it forces you to have an imagination as well.
Yeah.
Like to come up with, like now I'm saying imagination, we just drank cans in a field. Yeah, it's not like we're fucking.
Yeah.
No, we used to go
James
down the
Joyce or something.
Yeah, it's not the fucking Dead Poets.
We used to go down the caravan.
We explored our creativity. It's just literally just fingering a woman.
We did.
A woman.
With a caravan, you'd have like a caravan, they used to stay on these like on these concrete slabs.
Yeah.
And sometimes there'll be one without a caravan on it, with like an electric meter thing sticking out the ground. Yeah. And a whole morning just kicking that out the ground.
Yeah, that would do.
That's like, I've achieved something today.
Remember when you was we was at a, what do you call it, air hockey?
Oh, yeah.
And you banged it with your leg. We got about £4.50 and we was like, fucking result.
We robbed an air hockey machine.
Oh, lad.
He'd done it with his knee. And it was
gangsters.
Yeah.
Air hockey was a fucking great game.
Oh, it's
the amusement.
Is it still? I haven't done it in a while.
Oh, yeah. It's a good laugh, mate.
Yeah.
Ping pong.
Ping pong's a good one.
Love that shit.
I love that shit as well.
Two P machines.
Yeah, no, I've never been a fan of them ones.
You don't know that? Oh, I'll tell you a good one. The horse racing one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was a bit of crack.
Let's all go to the seaside.
Yeah, fuck that, lads. Let's go to just some little shit on town.
Just fuck off to Brighton and have a nice time.
Yeah, just do it.
Yeah.
Don't just take Joe. just put there's a human shield. you know that way they throw like a grenade into sight before
Yeah.
Just throw him in. Let him get beaten up.
I'll take it for you, lads.
Right, I think we're clear now, boys. Fire in the hole.
What's the worst baiting you got now?
Probably off the 13-year-old. What? He absolutely wiped the floor.
Was he like? Because the thing
it's
about
the humiliation of it all.
But there was some like lethal when I was that age. There were some lethal 13-year-olds around, like around that age where they've just hit puberty and they're into loads of Irish people are all into boxing. I don't know if you had that much up there, Vittorio, as well. Was there big boxing culture?
Not where I grew up. I'm pretty fucking middle class.
Rah, shut the fuck up.
Fencing.
Yeah.
Oh God.
I don't actually remember it now. It was. The worst beating I ever had, I got arrested for as well.
Like, you got arrested for getting beaten up?
So a geezer's come up to me. I was about 16, I think. Well, maybe 15. And he's come up to me saying, can you get any like, drugs or whatever? So I said, oh, I can make a call. And so I rang up someone I know and I asked him. And I had one of his mates go, take his phone. And I go, fuck off. Next thing you know, wallop. Right, they're doing me right. I'm on the floor, right? But I've tried to run away for my life, but on top of a car, my foot's gone through the sunroof. So I'm hanging out in this car and they're going, crank. And I'm like, right. They're beating me up. Like, I was like, fucking hell, mate.
Like one of those balloons.
yeah, exactly that. And they fucked off. And I'm walking home in a right old pickle. Like, I'm fucked.
I love that they approached him. Yeah. He's just standing there, minding his own business.
But I love that he was trying to help him. This sound bastard, how hard they say can he get his drugs? He's actually calling to get these drugs, and they're like, you know what? It's fucking sweet on his phone.
But then I'm walking home, and police have pulled right next to me, really spit up next to me. I'm like, fucking hell, I thought it was going to help me because I'm. Yeah. They said, let me see your shoes, the bottoms of your shoes.
I'm not a shoe again.
I'm showing them the bottom of the shoes. And they said, oh, that matches the shoe on the bonnet of this car.
Oh.
I said, I didn't fucking criminally damage it. I said, I was running for my life, if you know what I mean.
I just love the idea of you telling them the story. I was just trying to buy these kids drugs. And the little bastards, you know.
Actually, officer. I was trying to do some business.
But yeah,
it doesn't even fucking sound. I was trying to be...
That was probably the worst beating I've ever had. And it was uncalled for as well, because like you say, I was trying to help them.
It was fucking uncalled. You've been hired, dog. on by lad.
The thing I'm going to say this in Joe's defense. I think this is the whole point why it's so funny. He is really nice.
Yeah.
He's not, and it's just that thing of like, it's just the trouble just follows me.
It's just over me.
Were you cursed?
I think so, mate. I'll tell you what, they always happen around my birthday as well. My birthday lasts like 6 years running. Shit happens.
Do you ever watch the movie Holes?
No.
I know the one, Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, just carry a pig up a mountain and that'll solve all your problems.
Yeah, I'll give it a go. Curse.
Let's try it up a mountain and get attacked by an eagle.
Do you know what?
An eagle would mug him with his shoes.
Yeah.
And then give him back. I don't want them shoes.
Yeah, fuck it. But having said that, I've had a pretty smooth run of things for the last...
Oh, don't say that. Yeah. We've got to get home yet.
No, I don't believe it. But no, I've had a pretty smooth run. Ever since Magaluf, really.
Yeah.
How long ago was Magaluf?
Last week.
Last Thursday. Thanks, Satan.
You walked into that one. Oh, right.
Oh, fuck.
I know the answer, but I think it's good. Have you ever been to court?
What do you reckon?
How many times have you been to court?
Twice.
Oh, there you go.
Yes, I have. Right, me and my friend was driving a stolen car.
Right.
Bad choices.
He went, Skip, should we go out for the night? I've got this car, I'll come pick you up. So I said, yeah, come on, let's do it. Right. So we've gone out in Wimbledon. He'd never had a driver's license, I did. But we both got a bit fueled up. So I thought, right, I'll tell you what, I'll drive home because I know how to drive. He didn't know how to drive.
Logic.
There again, I'm trying to be nice.
Both very drunk, one has a driver's license.
Yeah.
There's only one up.
I like that he's being responsible drunk. He's like, no, I'll drive this.
Yeah, so fucking car. I decided to drive us home.
Don't be silly, you can't even do a 3-point turn.
Took it to the wrong bloke.
Yeah. So I've drove home, I've got about 100 metres and I've gone wallop into a wall, and yeah, it was quite a big scene, and I remember police running down towards us, and we both made a run for it. My mate's quite fat, right? I'm away, I look back and my mate's been
Nick.
Cool. And I thought, oh, I can't let him. Do you know what I mean? I can't.
See, this is what I mean. This is the goodness coming out.
Right. Not like you. You let him stay in Megaloof on his own.
You're a wanker. Yeah. No, but I've gone back. I thought, fuck it. I'll try and grab him off the old bill. So I'm tugging at him. Right?
That's my fault, friend.
And then they've ended up nicking me. So we've gone to court. And my mate, I thought, let's just get over and done with. Guilty. Do you know what I mean? I don't want all this bollocks. And he chose to have a solicitor. And I think, oh, dickhead, drag this out, you know?
Right.
And so when we're in the dock, my mate Jack, he goes, Jack here, who was on a sandwich course. I didn't know a sandwich course was when you went to work and college at the same time. I was unaware of it.
You thought it was like in a subway.
So my head is going, right, I've got to be quiet. The judges are speaking. I'm thinking, why on earth have you told him you make sandwiches?
that was his alibi.
I'm thinking, right,
I was making sandwiches at the time, Your Honour.
Yeah, I was thinking,
you can see it here.
You tell him I make sandwiches, they might let us off. You know what I mean? What a shit alibi, right? I am in fuck. Well, I'm not. I'm keeping it together. And the judges went out to make their decision, right? And I've looked at him, I went, how the fuck did you tell him you make sandwiches? And he's gone like, and we've erupted. My mum was in the audience. Mum was
not the audience, not the audience!
What did you call it? In the jury box, whatever.
In the audience.
Your life is a show.
Ta-da! But yeah.
She's in the royal box.
Mum was there as a witness. But she's walked out laughing her tits off. Yeah. She's walked out the room laughing her tits off.
Top right.
But the judges have come back in. And
just
I am
bombing in court.
I'm in hysterics with laughing. Someone put a gun to my head and said, stop laughing. Yeah. Couldn't have happened.
There are moments when you can't stop laughing because the image is in your head. You just put him in there, little hair net.
Little hair net. My mate's a bit of a wrong one, like, he's a bit rough and ready. Like, sandwiches are the last thing I think of when it comes to him, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, the sandwich court, that's always good. It always gets you out of trouble, that one.
Oh, this is brilliant.
So what happened, G? What was the verdict?
I got a £300 fine. A 20-month ban, I think it was. I only had my license for 1 month as well.
And also on one of Joe's driving lessons, he ran over a schoolgirl.
Yeah,
that's not.
No, it didn't hurt.
Do you know what? No,
is this the one fight that you want?
Yeah.
I killed an 8-year-old.
Fair fight. Fair fight.
Yeah. Yeah,
no, it was lucky it was me though, because if it would have been me without an instructor next to me, I probably would have been going a lot faster. You know what I mean? I had to keep within the law, and you know. But I'm driving down.
To keep within the law when I ran over.
The only reason you had to keep within the law was because there's an instructor beside them. No, but otherwise, obviously, through a residential area, I'd be fucking floored.
Straight over the windscreen. But yeah, no, I smashed into her at about 30 mile an hour. She ran out for a bus, and I've gone wallop.
Right.
Yeah, no. And my instructor was like, 16 years I've been doing this, and never once has this happened.
And weren't you consoling the instructor?
Yeah, I was like, calm down.
She was crying. He was going, it'll be okay.
We had to go
well,
to
it'd
the...
be utter if he was like, yeah, that's the fourth girl we've
stupid bitch.
Not for fuck's sake, not again.
But we had to go to the old bill station and report it in case we got done for hit and run. Yeah. But,
yeah.
No, mate, these things seem to happen to me.
Joe's little things he thinks of. He said this to me the other day, and I just found it fun. I don't know if you'll find it. But he says he reckons the reason people don't eat vegetables because vegetables isn't a very appealing word.
It's boring. Look, you think of Tango Ice Blast. You know, who wants vegetables?
They sound boring.
Boring. Change the word.
They need to rebrand.
This needs a better marketing.
You know what I mean? They need to change vegetables. It's a boring.
Right,
it's fucking boring.
What would you call it?
Yeah.
Tango Veg Blast. I don't know. Something a bit more. Just not vegetables.
I think he's got a point. He's got something.
Do you not think?
They need a rebranding.
Someone brings up veg, I go, oh.
Yeah.
Even though I like veg. Yeah. It's just boring.
It does sound boring, veg.
Yeah, but I think that's like... But you could say, like, vag sounds bad, but see, people still want to shag people.
Yeah, but there's so many different words for vagina.
Yeah, nobody's
saying... It's just vegetables.
Nobody's saying vag in the bedroom.
Yeah.
But you can't really call vegetables anything else, do you? There's no nicknames for them.
They could do a rebranding. I think that's it.
Right. I think so.
That's the issue with vegetables.
Yeah, yeah. I honestly believe it is. I reckon if there was a change, fruit sounds quite nice.
Right.
You know what I mean, fruit.
Do you eat a lot of fruit?
I do.
Yeah?
Yeah. I like potatoes.
It's just the word.
I think vegetables, it just needs a revamp.
Right.
That's his theory.
Yeah. Put it to the test a bit.
Right. What?
We just got vegetables, I'm like, football, I'd like it.
Yeah. That's enough of you said it. You think there's too many words, don't you?
What's that? Yeah,
too many words in general.
Yes. You just think there's too many words.
A lie. When people... I tell you, on public transport... Well, listen, right? When people alight... What's a light from a train? When people get off the train. You know what I mean? Wait, is it stowed?
I stowed.
Fuck off, stowed. Put your stuff away. Like, there is far too many words in this world. And people are getting confused.
You want the campaign to get stowed.
Yeah, fuck it off. Stowed vegetables and they're light. They can all fuck off.
too many words.
There is, mate. There's no need for half of these words.
I just love that. Going around day to day, people are talking about war, like Ukraine, all this stuff. And this lad is just like, there's too many fucking words.
Am I wrong?
Half of these cunts have to go.
This is the funny thing, right? Like, when I'm amongst people with my family and friends, I'm quite sort of the intelligent one. Right. But when I hang around with clever people and comedians, I realise how thick I actually.
Welcome to my world, bro.
Sometimes I do this thing, and it's like they'll say, because I think there's too many words, but not as many.
Oh, thank
he needs less words.
Right, so you'd like to get rid of what?
Just some.
Like
what about
10% of words? What would you like gone? What would you like gone as a word?
Well, I have no idea what ambiguous means.
Ambiguous. Ambiguous. Yeah. Is like vague, so like if someone was like, yeah, being, if they were like, oh, how are you, how did last night go? And then they were like, and it's like, oh, you're being
so ambiguous. Joe's point is,
just use the word vague.
Vague is enough.
Vague's enough.
Yeah,
you're actually probably right.
That's
there.
What I mean. Yeah. Why
need
both? Have ambiguous?
It's just a longer word. So where someone at that point could say vague, they go, but I'm going to say ambiguous.
Yeah.
Right.
Just for some sort of.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's nasty. It's kind of nasty.
I think we need
it's war upmanship.
I think that's what they try and do because I got. Speak like this.
Yeah.
Go, I'm going to say ambiguous and watch him squirm.
Yeah.
Right. He's going to know. He don't know. He don't know. But how was last night? Was it ambiguous?
Oh.
Yeah.
Ambiguous.
I don't know.
I found the difference. I googled vague, unclear and ambiguous because they would all be similar. Yeah. Only vague means that the information is lacking in detail.
unclear could mean the same, but also might suggest that the information is confusing. Ambiguous is when something can have more than one. Yeah, they're all the fucking same.
So you could sum that all up in one word.
Joe for Prime Minister.
But
you get bashed up by
Putin.
It wouldn't take long.
Just a Russian accent.
No, it wouldn't be Putin. It'd be Brad.
Putin's 30-year-old son.
Just beaten up by his own staff.
It's just funny that like your kryptonite is just words. Someone can just like really just fuck you up.
Do you know what I've started to do as well? Because I thought I want to be cleverer.
Cleverer. Right.
So I started thinking, I know people like, there's people like Dostoevsky.
Fucking Carl Jung to me the other day.
Well, I find that interesting. I do find that interesting. But then I'll do this thing where I think, I don't want to read any Dostoevsky. But I just want to.
Who is it? Is that a word or a person?
It means vague.
Another fucking word for vague.
So what I do, I just watch 10-minute YouTube roundups of Dostoevsky.
Yeah, yeah.
So then I can just say, oh yeah, well, see, he wrote Notes from the Underground, didn't he? Or something like that, or just anyone like that, Tolstoy. And then, right. and then you just go, oh,
who's Tolstoy?
That's another author. This is what I mean.
Another author.
This is what you need to do.
Very fake. Spanish author.
This is what you need to do, is just look up 10-minute videos.
Right.
Then when it comes up, you go, oh, yeah, another. Because that's the thing. I ain't very book smart. I'm not. I just don't find... I'd like to be a guy who reads books.
Yeah, yeah. Me too, man.
I'd like to be that guy, but I try. Yeah. I'll do a thing where...
Can't do it.
I'll read a paragraph and I'll think... I just didn't.
And I'm fucking bored.
I read the words.
Yeah.
Nothing went in. I didn't.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But do you want it so that people will see you reading the book? Like that people will be like, see you reading the book?
I'll tell you what it is.
Because you could just. You can pretend to read a book.
Yeah.
I think that upside down.
Like on the train or something. Don't everyone's on their phone.
Yeah, you don't want that for the
look. Dostoevsky. Yeah. And they're saying Skipper's fucking.
Well, because I think intelligence is attractive, isn't it? No, I just think like. I do. Because as I say, I do have an interesting Carl Jung, and then I'll research that. Do you know what I mean? I just think I do get into, but I say book smarts. I'm not.
So
very...
you're just watching 10-minute YouTube videos.
10-minute YouTube.
I'm gonna
videos.
Start making bullshit 10-minute YouTube videos about really.
Yeah, I'll go around.
Just filling Skipper's head with fucking jelly.
Oh no, we should do.
Oh, it's Vittorio Angelonga. He knows it all. Just
come up with his own dictionary. I just start using ambiguous all in the wrong places.
was a tennis player. He played Wimbledon.
Is it obligatious a word?
No.
They've just made that up.
It sounds like a word, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You're very obligatious.
You was quite obligatious last night.
Oh, you was very...
See, that's what I mean. Like, there's so many words there, you don't know whether one's true or not.
you could put something like obligation, I reckon you could say it. In a room full of people who think they're really intelligent,
yeah.
You probably sat in there and everyone would be too scared to go, yeah, I don't know if that is a real... Oh, so I'm just going to agree. Right.
Yeah. That's what I mean, because there's so many fucking words out there.
I know there's a word, obsequious is a word, and I don't know what
sounds
it means,
like
but...
A Greek god.
It sounds nice, man. Obsequious.
Well, have a guess. What do you reckon it means?
I just like an old wooden ship.
Obsequious.
Anchorman.
Yeah.
me and you do this game, don't we? Every now and then, you don't like you get a car number plate. Sometimes the last three words can say a word, like
three letters.
Three letters. Yeah. So what was it we saw the other day?
Yeah, we said you, the last three letters of a number plate. He says, "What do you reckon that is?" So
it could be a word.
The other day it was FUF. So he goes, "What's a fuff?" I said, "That's one of them tassels you get on cushions."
It does sound like it, doesn't it?
Perfect.
There you go. Just let me just do that. Play that game.
Yeah, it's a good game to play, man.
I tell you what you do with the books. Just the audio books and have
that's not bad.
Stephen Fry reading them or someone.
Do you do them yourself?
With a nice voice. No.
Why are you giving us advice about it?
Because you're sitting here like, just I want to read.
Stop being obligatory.
You sound like you're fucking Oliver Twist here.
I want to read, but I don't like reading. Stop being obligatious.
Fucking obligatious cunt. Fuck's sake.
Come on.
We're doing ourselves no favours here, John.
Obsequious is excessively obedient.
Is it?
That's what obsequious
is. Sorry? Could you not just have obedient?
No, because it's too much.
Very
excessively
obedient.
Excessively obedient. Yeah, so it is actually useful.
We'll let them pass then.
Yeah. But so if someone's like, is just a little fucking...
Just
you know,
call them a little bitch.
A little bitch, yeah. Yeah.
They got one for that.
Yeah.
That works. Right, Joe. What...
Oh, there's another one.
One more, I think. What makes you cringe?
Oh, there's a lot. But I'd say, looking back at myself as like a teenager. some of the cringiest shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like when you're about 16. Oh, do you know what? I thank fuck. I didn't really have the access to like Instagram and Facebook. As much you know, if I had like all these live stories, I used to do rap music and all this. You know what I mean?
Did
like,
you lad? Yeah. Do you have, by any chance, do you have a bar to spit right now?
No, I do my bollocks. Wait,
mate. Only short words. What? Very short, understandable words.
But
I love the rapper that hates words.
But I'd say, yeah, just looking back at like maybe I didn't skip it completely. Like I think I was about 16 when Facebook came out. I think. And you know when you're on Facebook, I don't have it no more, but like you get like memories, don't you?
Yeah.
And I remember looking back on one, and it was because it used to be your name, and sometimes it was like Joe Skipper is.
Oh, the status thing. The status.
And I remember looking back on a memory and thinking, you're a cunt, like to myself, because the status was Joseph Skipper is a powerful individual. I am not. I got beaten up by 13-year-old. I am not a powerful individual.
Apprentice floor layer.
Oh, just, what an absolute prick.
What I wanted to know is, like, were you doing that as, like, was it like an affirmation thing?
I think I was pissed and I just thought I was way hard. But looking back on that, I'll go red now. I bet I'm going red, don't I? Cringe the fuck out, man. Oh, but yeah, that's probably one of my...
But I think that never goes away. Like, would you guys do it now with your stand-up? Did you look back on like the beginning and go, that's bad.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
What about yourself, Jack?
Well, I've only been doing it long enough. I already do now. You know what I mean? But
That's how you know
you're getting better, though. Yeah. Somebody on a podcast made me go back and watch like a very early set of mine. And within the first minute, I said, give us a cheer if 6 times. And I wanted to shoot myself in the head.
How long ago was that, Vittorio?
Like last week, I think.
You've been doing pretty well, though, Jack.
Yeah.
I went to your first ever
stand-up.
And I've been to like quite a recent one. Yeah. And you've progressed, but you've kept a very good standard.
Oh, but yeah, not the whole way. I just don't tell you about the ones that didn't go well.
I think you've been doing
it. I just saw Tom Elwes out here.
Yeah.
I mean, he saw me, I was a few gigs in, and it was him and another guy. I think I might have said this on a podcast before, but anyway, I walked in, and because I got the social media thing, he was there, and one guy said, heard a lot about you, Jack, and then Tom went, yeah, I might hang around for this. And then I fucking died on my ass.
Do you know what's so funny? It's because me and Mike started out just doing stand-up without any social media stuff. That's what we want to happen to you.
Oh, yeah, the pressure. Yeah.
100%. Yeah. Well, I would say, like, generally I would, but I wouldn't want to do what you do.
You're a good lad.
Jack's just such a good lad. Like,
thank you, mate. I appreciate it. But no, that's the reason I don't really post about gigs on my social media, because I want to go the hard route. I want to go into a room where no one knows you. Sometimes when you got fans or whatever, people like
it's
you.
Yeah.
You've won half the battle is getting a cold crowd like you. Do you know what I mean? So I would like to earn my stripes with stand-up comedians. Do you know what I mean? And do it that way.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I think I'll always get people who will be like, that guy off TikTok. I think I'll always get that one. I think.
But yeah.
If you can prove yourself.
If I'm in the crowd, you are. no, lad. But I think as well, the thing is, like, if like you do, which you are doing it the hard way, as in like, because you have a fan base and you're going, and you're going places where you don't, and really building your material properly. But because you're doing that, then your stand up, when it gets to a point, that stand up will get you new fans, as opposed to just you playing to fans you already have.
Well, I really can't remember who said it to me, but someone said to me, "If you got a big following, you could do a tour straight away, couldn't you?"
Yeah.
He said to me, "You could do that. You could probably sell out a tour with a big following, but what you'll get people come to the tour, but if you're no good, they won't come back."
Yeah,
right.
Do you know what I mean?
There's no longevity.
Yeah,
to
yeah.
It.
So you might as well.
Longevity means.
Carry on. But there's another fucking word for longevity, you know.
That's definitely gonna be the name of my tour is definitely called Obligatious. the cover's with me reading a book. It's like looking really like, and Edinburgh
upside down.
Yeah. And people in Edinburgh will be pretending they know what it means because they're Edinburgh types. Oh, Obligatious. Yeah.
Oh. Definitely, mate. Brilliant.
Oh, wicked. Right, I've run out of questions. You got anything to add? Mike?
No, I'm good.
Oh, thank you for having me on, Jay. It's been good.
Thanks for coming, man.
It's been lovely to meet you guys.
Oh, yes.
Mike.
Yeah.
Good, man. It's good. It's been a nice fucking group energy.
That's
returning.
Really first one as well.
Yeah.
First returning guest.
Fucking like
first
that,
man. First Vittorio here.
Yeah.
Thank you, Victoria, mate.
Lovely. Yeah, right, so if you're enjoying the podcast, please give it a subscribe, 5 stars, all that. It really helps. I'd really appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming, guys.
Yep.
We're going to go.
Fuck it.
Peace out.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Trying to grab all the groceries in one trip? Oof, not how you would have done that. You know sometimes less is more. Like when you drive less and save with the USAA annual mileage discount. USAA, get a quote today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.